There's Mark Norman. How you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Very nice to have you in here. I don't know why you've never been on the show before. Do you not come down here?
Second time.
Really? I don't know. Maybe we're on vacation or something. Because I'm a fan. I listen to the podcast.
What?
And if we put Joe List on the show, we'd put anybody on.
Right.
The show.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
As we call our fans.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Joe for a second.
Okay.
How do you guys know each other? Like, how did you become friends?
Well,
you seem way cooler than he is.
No, he's a good egg. He just has glasses.
He's a great guy, yeah.
Yeah, he just looks like a nerd.
Yes.
He's a good dude. We just met New York comedy scene. We had the same manager, and we both had a gig in Boston. I drove down with him, and we both, hit it off. We were atheists and gay, and it was good.
You guys do sound similar. It took me a little while. Listening to the podcast, but then people say the same thing about us. I don't think we sound
right.
Like.
Yeah, no, I don't hear it.
No,
not at all.
But I listen to you guys, and I'm like, okay, that's him. That's him. I don't know. Anyway, it's good. It's very few guys can pull off a podcast. Every comedian thinks that they have the next big. I like when comedians like Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
You don't need to hear an hour of him screaming the Gilbert style.
Right.
But what he does, he interviews old weird people that he likes, and it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then for stand-ups, they just think they could talk about whatever they see and it's going to be funny. It's not. It's a failure. And either do comedy or radio. Pick one. Unlike Bill Burr, who literally could just talk about anything he sees
and
make it funny. So.
But I think comics, it's like part of a kit now. You got to have a podcast, you got to have a web series, you got to have a magazine or whatever the hell. And,
yeah.
So everyone just thinks, all right, I got to do this.
Yeah.
Because
you
got to
keep up with all the other comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's doing something. It used to just be funny. Now it's be funny, and you got to be a minority and in a wheelchair.
I think people are looking at like Mark Maron and Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan, and they're like, look how much money they're making.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Anybody can do one. Just put a snowball mic and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Snowball mic.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what it is. You can go buy it at the music store that sells guitars. You walk in, you go, I'm doing a podcast, and they just put it on the counter.
That's
and they
it.
Go, there you go. Okay. So you were on tour with Amy for a while.
Amy right? For years.
So we had a guy on here. Who used to sing? What was it? What's his name? Colin Hay used to sing with what's his name?
Men at Work.
Men at Work. Remember Men at Work?
Yeah.
Their name. So Colin Hay does this like solo tours, and he was saying that he was in the Ringo Starr All Star Band, where Ringo goes on the road and he picks all these musicians to go with him, and they travel around in jets, and it's a high life. And then when the tour is over, he's back in the van driving to Largo.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I saw a picture of you on Instagram getting in on the jets. That must have been a good time. Now you're in. Now you're in Ybor.
Boy, we had some good times. I mean, I still jump around. I still remember that one time Jared Fogle took a crap on her tour bus. I mean, she's got the jet. I was with her when she was nothing.
I know.
Doing
That's
12.
When she liked us, when she was nothing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she could put on a face. But
she came in ready to hate us.
Oh,
she
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was like, okay, and sat down. She brought her lesbian friend with her so that she could be the
Jackie.
One named Jackie, who I ended up loving.
Yeah, great cans.
It's really disappointing to know that you have no shot with either one of them for different reasons.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
Schumer
Spanish,
likes an Aryan guy. She dated Jeselnik for a while.
Yes. Now, what is that all about? They don't seem like the best matchup.
Well, they're both snarky and, dark comedians. I think they just they hit it off.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, he's a good egg, hilarious comic.
He's great. He's great. He is one of my all-time favorite moments in a comedy club here, where a guy in a fishnet shirt held his hand up as if to ask a question during the show, and Jeselnik yelled at him so hard that it made me, like, I slumped in my seat.
Oh, really?
Oh, he turned around and he goes, put your goddamn hand down.
Yeah, he's vicious, that guy.
Oh, it was great. How do you how do you stay on our good side as she's getting bigger and bigger?
Well, I mean, we're just buds. I've known her for like 7 years now. She scooped me up when I was nothing. She saw me at a comedy club and was like, I think we'd work well together. And
really?
She's super loyal. Like, as much as people like to say, she's terrifying. And
she still follows me on Twitter. To me, that's the level of our loyalty.
There you go. Yeah. And she's done things for me that no one else, my parents wouldn't do for me. So she's hooked me up and thrown.
Like what? Tell me the nice things that Amy Schumer
has
done.
Oh my God. She stuck her neck out for me. And like, she thought like, oh, you're doing well. You don't need me to, open for me anymore. And I was like, no, I need it.
Yeah.
I need the money.
I was going to say, how's that money?
Oh, it's killer. I mean, I've opened for Louis C.K. a few times too. And he's amazing. you know, maybe the best comic on the planet. But she throws you way more money. She picks up the hotel, all the tabs. It's all her. And she's, you know, she'll call you up and be like, all right, let's go rappelling today. Let's go skydiving.
She's fun with her money. She does stuff.
Yes, exactly. And she'll do a police escort to the gig just for the hell of it. You know, nice. She's living, baby.
What do you do for that? You call them up and go, I need a... I just always thought they showed up for that.
It's $1,200. I had no idea. That's it. Yeah.
We might take one home one day.
Yeah.
Oh. Running late, just call one.
There you go. And they love doing it.
Were you with her here in Tampa with the...
I was.
Oh.
That was a wild scene.
What was the one that was with the guy?
Where she brought the guy up on stage if he was a Trump supporter and wanted to know why.
Oh, yeah.
And then that whole thing ensued.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, people were going nuts. I was walking around the stadium or the arena trying to pick up girls. And so I saw like just people kicking the doors open, and a couple of people bought Amy Schumer shirts just to burn them.
Really?
Got their money back. It was a whole thing. Yeah.
People love drama, man.
Oh, yeah. It was just these, you know, crazy like white chicks with breast implants. Like, I hate this whore. You know? Good time. They loved her until that.
It's amazing how fat she got after that. That's how I am on Twitter. Everybody's my best friend until they're mad at me. And they're like, you're a fat jerk. You know?
Right.
This is Mark Norman that is here. And I'm trying to think, were you supposed to be here for the that comedy festival that keeps getting canceled? What was that thing called?
No.
Oddball.
I did Oddball, yeah.
And you like that or no?
It's fun. It's a hang. It's like, this is crazy. You feel like Springsteen. There's like 11,000 people there.
And that's not bad for you to go out, like outdoor, giant stadium comedy. I would think you guys would hate that.
Outdoor is always terrible for comedy. It just doesn't work. But for some reason, Oddball works because it's like a vibe. There's a beach ball bouncing around. There's lighters. And it's only 8 minutes of each guy, so it's not too much. You know, you got a Hannibal, you got Louis, you got whoever. So... yeah, it's not too bad. But if you did an hour, that'd be ugly.
You know what I take away from this whole thing is that you silently said that Louis C.K. was cheap.
Amy gave you more money, and
you never went rappelling with him.
Schumer's just astronomically generous.
Because how old is she compared to you? You got to be similar in age, right?
She's 35. I'm 33.
Okay, so she's like, so you're friends. So, you guys are like buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you think awesome to have a rich friend?
It's pretty cool, especially when you saw them before they were rich, so it's not as weird.
Right. You don't feel like you're mooching off them.
Right.
And they probably remember the one time before they were rich that you paid for the pizza. So she's like, oh, Norman was paying for pizza back when I didn't have any money.
Speaking of, I remember when it all changed. She was headlining Gotham Comedy Club in New York, which is like a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a great room. And I called her. I said, oh, my God, I'm backstage. There's free pizza. And she goes, I'm making $40,000 this weekend.
Oh.
Rough. Got it. We're different now.
She came here with Jackie, and I actually went to the club to see the show, and then we went out afterwards because she wanted to go dancing.
Yes.
So I took her to a place where she will never forget, a Japanese place that had a dance floor. It was a sushi place with a dance floor that was filled with Japanese people around the corner from Side Splitters. So that is something that you will never forget, being the only white woman in a Japanese room in Florida dancing. And I don't
know. So what he's saying is, if you'd like to go dancing this
weekend.
Yeah, I'm
available.
Yeah. All right.
Spanish totally thought he was going to bang her.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it didn't help that, you know, we were drinking and I had him in my ear going, you totally got a shot. So I got wasted enough that I started dancing with her. I, from what I remember, I think I tried to kiss her and she was just like, no, please don't. Please don't.
And it helps that you're not Asian.
Yeah.
You know, also, in that sea of eight, you're like the black guy.
Yeah.
That's right. And then I looked at all the boyfriends she had after you.
And yeah.
And I think
sense.
You were right in line with all the other ones. Dolph Ziggler and all the other ones.
I can't believe that she stayed in this condo. That blows my
mind. No way she stayed in the condo.
No way. No, I mean, I'm in there now. It's just this DNA and sadness everywhere. It's horrifying.
See, I always say that I think that, like, we always have all the comedians complain about it, and I always think the condo would be the way to go until Robert Kelly told us about the things you guys do.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you leave notes for the next comedian to see if they've cleaned it since and all that stuff.
Yeah, right. And all that. And then there's just drawers of porn.
Yeah.
There's old underwear. Like, I lifted the mattress just, you never know. And there's old underwear and crazy stains.
Yeah. I would think sheets would be an easy change for them.
You think?
Yeah. Although, if you said, hey, April Macy was here last week, I'm fine.
Well, then you're sniffing the sheets.
Right. And then if you said Robert Kelly was here, I know, and he's not leaving the house. And
yeah, you're like, why is there barbecue sauce next to the bed? It's supposed to be lotion.
Are you buddies with him?
Yeah.
I brought your name up to him. I let him know that you were coming in, and he actually, you want to know what he said about you?
Please.
And you're mean.
What?
He was like, he will say whatever. He's mean, bro. That's what he said.
Well, I just try to, you know, I try to cut through the BS.
Right. He said, he goes, he'll say what's on his mind. I go, that's what you hope for.
Well, yeah. His podcast is all ball busty, you know, so that's all he knows me from.
Yeah.
So we never really hung out outside of that. So he only knows me as that guy.
That's why I met Joe on that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast where Joe didn't say much, but when he did, they were all home runs. Then Dan Soder, I said, that guy will be a superstar.
Yeah.
And then there was a tiny gorilla in the corner who we didn't like each other for about 8 months, but now we're friends, Luis
Gomez. Yes, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah. He was quite a treat that day.
Man, you know your comics.
No, we're fans. I mean, I like this up, but I hated Luis after that day.
Uh-huh.
And then I've since apologized.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kind of crossed the line a little.
Everybody hates him in the beginning.
I still hate him, but I didn't. I went a little over the line, so we're cool now.
All right. Well, isn't that weird? He's a dad.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Shows pictures of him like holding his kid and feeding it, and you're like, oh wow, crazy.
Yeah.
You're someone else.
Like there should be. Then you realize you have to stop and look at your own life and go,
yeah.
Well, that idiot has kids. Why don't I have kids? Why don't you have kids, Mark?
I pull out.
Yeah.
That's science.
Tell me the girl situation, because nobody ever wants, like, I always talk to, obviously married comedians aren't going to say this. Best thing for a marriage is being a comedian. Just when you start getting sick of her, you're like, well, got to go to Phoenix.
Exactly.
And you go and you're there. You travel Wednesday and you can bang girls in Phoenix on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, they could be fat, ugly. Doesn't matter.
You're
not going back to Phoenix for probably another year, eight months to a year.
Totally.
And then you're out. And then you're back home and you're like, you know what? I did miss you, and I love you. And then 3 days later, you're like, well, I don't know how to watch you live.
You completely nailed it. That is dead on.
Right. Now, if you're single, if I was you, young, good-looking, got that Amy Schumer backup connection, you should know all the sorority bitches are like, well, who's the cute boy that opened up, you know?
Yeah, sure. That, well, I mean, you do these arenas, it's 10,000 people, so the odds are pretty good.
Right.
They can't bang her.
Except they probably think you're gay.
I throw that in there. Don't worry.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
you let them know?
Not gay, big labia fan, the whole thing. Yeah. It all comes out in the opening.
That's the part you're a fan of?
Yeah, Schumer brings me on stage on the God mic, and she'll be like, this next guy you might have seen on Bumble, Mark Norman. I can see all the phones lighting up. I'm like, yes, I'm in.
How does that work? Like, is he... He was the only single guy on the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I'm old, so I didn't have all these cool bang apps and
it's
stuff.
A game changer.
Yeah, right?
I mean, there's no more, hi, can I buy you a drink? I'm Mark. That's all archaic.
Get right to the banging.
Get right to it. What are you doing tonight? I might do my hair. Well, screw you. I'll see what she's doing.
Yeah.
Just so quick. I mean, it's ruined women. I don't know how you guys have no power anymore. You know,
it's brought them to a level that we understand that they're as disgusting as we are.
Yeah, which is nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Quality.
And if you're not disgusting, you're getting swiped the other way, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you explored anything yet in the Tampa Bay area?
Last time I was here, I have, and I've been doing some swiping today.
You saved the one from last time?
Yeah,
or no?
She was such a dime that I've been like holding on to her via text every 2 months, you know?
Just leading her along like maybe you're more important than the rest of the skanks that you bang on tour?
Well, she doesn't know about that.
Right.
But, she'll be coming out to a show.
That she's the one you want to come to the late night show on Saturday.
Exactly.
You got Wednesday, Thursday.
You get it.
I know. I'm married, so I'm living through you guys. I know what's going on.
So all my married friends are like, tell me everything. Show me pictures. I need stories.
I asked my wife if I could join Tinder just to look, just to see what my possibilities would have been.
That's exciting.
I'm like, you can look with me. We can do it together.
Yeah.
I just want to see what my options would have been.
But you're on the radio. I think that would help. I think girls would be like, oh, this guy. I got to swipe yes.
Like that guy, the guy from Modern Family, the guy who plays the gay guy but is not the gay guy.
The big one?
Yeah. He's fat and looks like he has Down syndrome.
Right.
He's on Modern Family, though, and he's on Tinder, and he's like, every night, swipe and bang.
Yeah. You wanting to join Tinder just to look is the same as jumping over a fire just to see if it's hot. You're going to get burned. You're going to wind up in the fire.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Right,
I'm not on it.
Yeah, I had to delete all of them because it's so time-consuming. It's your whole life. You're just swiping, then you're texting and flirting, and you're keeping track of which one and who lives where. It's a whole
What's the best
thing.
One?
Bumble, for sure, because Bumble, the
Bumble
girl
sounds
has to...
Like-
They have to approach you.
Oh.
That's the whole trick. Tinder, you're just going, hey, you want to get laid? How do you like me? I'm gay. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Bumble, they have to hit you up. So you're already in. If she's hitting you up, you're already like 80% there.
You can't you can't, as a guy, go look for a girl. You have to wait for the girl to hit you.
Has to hit you.
And how often is that happening?
I mean, pretty good. You know, I got a picture of me and Conan shaking hands as my profile. Why not? I'm going to go for it here, you know?
Yeah, that's
and then
great.
You show up and they're like, damn it, I thought it was Conan.
Yeah.
That is great. Did you swap him out as your pictures got better?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then you swipe through, it's me with Colbert, it's me with Amy, it's me with whoever, so it just keeps getting better.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good time to be alive.
Yeah. This is Mark Norman. He's gonna be at Sidesporters this weekend. 960-1197. He's a very funny comedian. And he does a great podcast, and he hangs out with all the guys that we love to have on the show. So if you've not seen him before, I recommend you see him. When was the last time you were here? Do you remember?
It was 2013, you know, Christmas time, I think.
Oh, you do remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's probably why. Christmas time. We were probably on vacation.
Yeah.
We're practically off for the whole month.
That makes sense.
So do you hang out at the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah.
Okay, that place is amazing.
It's a beautiful place. It's the beacon of hope for all the kind. We all just hang out there, drink there, eat there. I live like two blocks away.
Yeah. Would you recommend some, like, after being there with comedians and hanging out, I thought I would never decide to get into comedy now looking at this. Like, you're hanging out in a club, and there's Chris Rock, and there's Amy, and then Seinfeld will show up, and you're like, why bother?
I know. Yeah. It's all very gradual. Like, I think when I first moved to New York, you're just so dumb and wide-eyed that you're like, I got to get in there. And you need a little of that. Or if you were too realistic, you'd just be like, I'll never make it. It's like being an astronaut. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to happen. But yeah, New York was a tough transition. Got mugged 3 times in a year. Landlord died of AIDS. And I got bed bugs.
Wow, which was worse out of all 3 of those?
I don't know. The AIDS wasn't that bad because, you know, he forgot about the rent. But,
that happened to me. Did you get away AIDS? With any rent?
Wait, no, what?
I lived in an apartment before I was married for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think we vacuumed one time in 7 years.
Sure.
And then we left. They were like, you have all these things and any damages. And the girl that was dealing with my thing died. She had cancer.
Oh.
And once you died, they were like, oh, we don't have any record of anything. I was like, well, we're out. Yeah. So I was like, no offense, I didn't want the lady to die, but that worked out really well.
Well, the only hard thing was he had AIDS for a while, and we had no hot water a lot, and it's hard to complain to a guy with AIDS.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, hey, we have no hot water. He's like, I have no T cells. So that was tough.
Trumped you with that.
Yeah.
Well, now, tell me about getting mugged. I lived in New York for 20 years, and never got mugged one time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm significantly larger than you.
Yeah. I lived in Crown Heights, too.
Okay, so.
I don't know if you guys know, it's way down deep in Brooklyn, super cheap, kind of run. It's like cool now, but it was scary in 2007.
Who do you live with?
I lived with another comic, this guy, Zach, who now lives in L.A. And, it was just every night walking to the train to home was terrifying. And I was a real bad booze bag.
Oh.
So I was a sitting duck. I was bouncing off the walls on the sidewalk. I remember one time I saw these 5 guys like bebopping and scat on the corner.
Around a garbage can on fire?
Yeah, they were shooting dice and, you know, being loud and jumping around. And I was like, I'm going to cross the street, walk on the other side. So now this old guy's walking toward me with a gray beard, probably 60 years old guy, big guy. And right when he gets up to me, he goes, give me that goddamn radio. And I had an iPod in.
Yeah.
And I was so drunk, I was like, it's not a radio.
Thinking that was semantics.
Yeah. And he just picks me up like that, like by the old school, by the lapels.
Yeah.
And starts slamming me against, you know when a business closes, that metal gate?
Yeah,
closes?
Yeah, yeah.
Slam me again. It's like, pow, pow. And I'm punching him in the face, and my legs are dangling. I'm kicking him. And he's not budging. I think he was on PCP or
like
something.
Like mugging a little kid.
Yeah, it was like that. And then eventually, I'm just like, ah! I hit them screaming, and those 5 guys run over, pull out, and beat the hell out of the guy. He's on the ground.
Oh, they defended
him in the face. Yeah, my iPod hit the ground. I grabbed that, and I went, thanks. And they're just kicking him in the face, and I ran home.
Wow.
I talked to a cop later, and I was like, can you believe this? He goes, oh, yeah, those were drug dealers. They can't have some white kid getting killed in the neighborhood and ruin their turf.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, thank God for drug dealers.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was Frank Stallone.
Yeah.
Group of singers, yeah.
Staying alive.
Where did you move to from when you moved to New York? Where did you come from?
I'm from New Orleans originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not the cleanest town in the world.
No. Way worse than New York, by the way.
Yeah.
You get no credit for how dangerous it is.
I went there a couple of years ago, and this is my only, like, when I think about New Orleans, there was a puddle. There was a hole in the concrete, and there was a puddle in there. And in that puddle were the oddest colors And I just took a picture of it. And I said, this is New Orleans.
Yes.
That's exactly what I think of every time I go there. Don't get me wrong. It's a fun place to go once every 3 years.
Sure.
But I don't know if I can grow up there.
No, that puddle, that was the oil spill.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was out with a girl, and we were on our first date, and we were talking because the hurricane was happening. I lived up in North Florida, mm-hmm. which was, you know, not too far away. But she was talking about she had never been to New Orleans, and she was worried about the hurricane, and it was Katrina. And I said, it's going to be fine.
Yes.
I said, so many hurricanes come through there. I go, it's going to miss it. Just destroyed.
I was like, oh,
okay, well, I guess that one got him.
Galvin guarantee.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I said the same thing. I thought nothing was going to happen. I was like, we've lived through a million hurricanes, and then, you know, there goes my bike flying.
Right. And that's why I used all the money that they had for all the different things for hurricane preparedness. They were like, yeah, we'll spend it on education or something else. We'll be fine.
Yeah. So did you start doing comedy there?
I did, but there's really no scene. It was like a bar show once a week, maybe another one 3 hours away. You drive here, you drive there. So if you really wanted to get good, you had to leave.
How do you know you're funny? Like, how do you know?
I had no other things. I was rudderless. I had nothing going on.
Really?
So if I got one laugh, I was like, I'm out.
You're just looking for a reason to go.
Yeah, I went to film school in New York, and I like fell in love with the city, and I was like, I want to go back, and I had nothing going on, and my parents are like super, they're like lawyers, my brother's like a Peace Corps guy, he's like a genius, so I had nothing, I was the loser, and so I just had to try to make something of myself.
Isn't it great that you probably make more money than both of them, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of nice, actually. It's a weird family, but
why? What's going on? What do you mean?
Well, my parents, they're just out to lunch. They don't know what's going on. You
How old are they? Old?
65.
Okay, so they're not old?
Not that bad. I mean, they're smart, intellectual people, but they're not huggers. They're not like, what's going on with you? It's very coworkery.
Oh, really?
Like, hey,
that's worse than I think getting hit.
It is.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Totally. That's why I'm a comic. I need that connection. I need that laugh or something.
Do you know Bert Kreischer?
Yeah.
So Bert's a good friend of ours, and Bert was on the phone with his father for 30 seconds. He must have said, I love you 15 times.
Wow.
Oh, I love you. Okay, I love you too. All right, I love you. And he hung up, and I said, you just said I love you to your dad more time in that phone call than I've ever had in my life.
Completely.
Oh. But I was not complaining to my dad. My dad's a big old Sicilian type. I don't need I love yous from him. Then he just went on a trail of every time I saw him, he's like, all right, I love you. And I'm like, I get it. You're making it weird now. And I was so comfortable.
Right. Yeah. The forced I love you is horrible.
Yeah.
I've been doing that with women for years. But
So they don't call you and go, oh, Mark, how's the comedy going?
No. God, no.
Why can't you be like your brother in the Peace Corps?
Yeah, I think there's a little of that.
Which
there.
One do they like better, the lawyer or the Peace Corps guy?
They like the Peace Corps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is that why are they like hippies, or that's why they think?
Yeah, they're old school hippies, but they're intellectuals too. They just have their head in a book all day, and they're
They love Trump.
Yeah. They hate Trump.
Yeah.
But they're just like, oh, how's the jokes going? And they do things like, I'm like, hey, I'm doing Conan next week, and they go, oh, are you sitting on the couch? Are you doing stand-up? I'm like, I'm doing stand-up. They're like, that's not really the couch.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, what about Letterman? I'm like, well, he's off the air. And they're like, so you never did that? No, I never did.
Man.
Jesus.
They're mentally abusing you.
That's brutal. I should be an anorexic whore.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's never enough for them.
No, it's tough. I mean, they just see it as like, you're not, it's not a real job. But I'm making money. I'm on the road.
That's
living.
Other figure. If you could be sitting on $1 million and I could still see your dad, I don't even know your dad, but from this conversation saying to you, so what are you going to do? Like this isn't your job.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So what's next? When's the real job? You think about going to school? I'm like, I just on a private jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough, man.
It's tough. And, you know, Christmases are tough because they do the whole, like, what are you up to? And then I tell them, like, oh, well, I just did Colbert Show. I might have an hour special coming out. And they're like, huh.
Oh, dude, if I call my mother... My parents were divorced, and my mother was the most supportive, proud. Now, both my parents are super proud. I can call. There'll be times where they'll call me, and they'll be like, oh, I cut out your picture in the paper today. And I'll go, I don't even know what it was in the paper for. And
wow.
I'll go, I have it in a book. If you're like, no, I don't want it. And they'll like still cut things out and save it. And I'm like, oh. So that's so odd to me.
Yeah.
If I was on Colbert... They would be calling their childhood friends to tell
we
them.
We were extras on Steve Burns' show, Sullivan and Son.
Oh,
and everyone was like, that's the greatest thing in the world.
They thought we were going to get Emmys.
Yeah.
Well, I want to fight your parents now. I feel bad.
But that's the thing. They're nice people on top, like outside of that. So you can't win because, you know, they're like, well, we did this for you. We did that.
Yeah. Well, you're a parent. That's what you're supposed to do.
Now you sound like my therapist.
Yeah.
Saying the same stuff.
You shouldn't have to... shouldn't have to compare
right.
what they have done for what they're lacking.
That's what
I don't
he says.
I want to call them right now and talk to them.
No. They won't know what they'll be like. Is this NPR?
So I would not. I got to be honest with you.
They'd start putting you down. They'd be like, so are you on in other markets or just Tampa?
Yes. That's what they would do.
My parents are dicks, man.
But my parents are Sicilian. So
they are,
yeah.
Really?
We're in the same boat.
Yeah, but why had they? They're in when they. By like New Orleans Sicilian?
We got a good big Italian-y, Sicilian-y area down there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Irish and Italian. Heavy.
I got to be honest with you. I don't like your parents.
Yeah, no one does. No one does.
Yeah, yeah.
But, they do, this is their way of connecting. I'll come home, and they have a big stack of like books and newspapers, and they'll go, there's some comedy. Comedy was mentioned in there. And they'll just drop it on the coffee table, and I'm like, well, what is it about? They're like, yeah. Go through it. I'm like, so now I'm sifting through Newsweek because,
trying to find a joke?
Chris Rock got interviewed or something.
Oh, yeah.
So it's brutal. Like, I'm like, all right, thanks. Now I got a homework assignment.
They ever save you a fortune cookie? Like, hey, Mark, we thought you might want to use this for your act.
You use this in one of your skits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Your routines. We'll be at a dinner party. My dad's got his hand on my arm like, he's a comic. What do you say around him? And I'm like, Jesus, you're that guy?
They're straight out of movies.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, this is great. This is Mark Norman, who is here with us.
That's the thing I love more than anything is whenever you're out on the weekend and people will be like, I'm going to hear about this on Monday. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah,
had that in the Uber ride on the way down. The Uber was late. And she's like, oh, you're going to talk about this in your act? I'm like, Let me do that on stage. So the Uber driver was late. Nothing? No. How's that going to be a joke? Yeah.
She said it would work.
Yeah.
How? I never get a female Uber driver. I did one time. The one time that we Ubered together, we got an old lady that put us like in a Geo Metro.
Yeah.
That was my worst experience here in Florida. Well, I don't know. In New York, when I Uber, I want a big car. I want like an SUV.
Right.
So, but here, it's like you just get people's Dodges. And it's just weird. It's just weird to me.
Last night was weird. I got this woman named Tina. I hope I'm not blowing up her spot. She's from Africa, and she was just railing on black people. She's like, I hate American blacks and all that. And she was black, so it was like African blacks. So
it was
fun to hear. Like, you don't want to be like, you're making some good points. You're an expert. You're black, too, so you can say it.
Somebody is calling to ask if you were going back on the Impractical Jokers cruise. So I imagine you did that with those guys.
Wow, that was amazing. Those are the sweetest guys, nicest guys.
Isn't it odd comedians hate each other? Well, you know, if you're in your group, you're in your group.
Yeah.
But for the most part, comedians are just so insecure that they end up hating.
Right.
Everybody loves the Impractical Jokers.
Just salt of the earth, Staten Island, Guido, just nice dudes, love a good laugh. And they have this cruise, and I went on it last year, and it was just, it was like a orgy boat.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's what I did. Are any of those guys married?
I think one of them is.
Oh,
that's
that's great.
Yeah, they're cleaning up. I mean, those guys,
we talked to
men, and they're doing very well.
That's what I'm saying. Although the one Q, when he loses weight, he's a sexy one because he's got the long hair.
He's handsome.
Hey, I would imagine he gets the most ass out of all of them.
Totally, but his girlfriend's like a smoke show. But
who gets a girlfriend when you're in the middle of that success?
I think these are like family men. They're like, you know, Italian guys who love their mom. That's the type.
I'm a Staten Island Guido. I love my mom. But if I had a TV show, I'd be banging everything that's possible.
Hey, I would too.
I wouldn't have a wife until she was helping me in the nursing home. That'd be it.
Well, their fans they're Walmart-esque.
Oh,
I'll say. it's the DMV demographic,
Way to put it in perspective, Mark.
Yeah, you pick out a few out of the crowd, but it was a wild time.
Yeah, it's fun. We do a cruise every year. With our listeners, we're going on the 11th cruise.
Oh, nice.
And everybody always says to us, yeah, but isn't it a pain in the ass? You don't have any downtime, or is it always bothering you? We're like, no, that's the whole point. We go there to hang out with listeners. But I would imagine, like, when Kiss goes on a cruise, they just sit in their room the whole time. Nobody wants to talk to Kiss fans.
Well, how many days do you do? Because it gets a little tedious after all. You do the buffet,
you're
hungover, then you go watch the water for a minute, then you play bingo or something, and then you go back to your room and take a dump, and then you wait for the nighttime, then you get hammered, then you just do it all over again.
Pretty much every cruise you just described. We usually only do the weekend ones because we can leave out of Tampa, we leave on a Thursday and come back on Monday morning, but the last one we did was a 7-dayer.
Mm.
But it went by fast.
It was fun.
Because we go and we like take over the piano bar and we do say, hey, meet us in the casino, we're going here. And
Bert was with us, Ralphie May was with us, so we had a good core group of people that we'd always hang out with and have fun,
Yeah.
And that comes down to the I bet you won't take your shirt off and go hug an Asian lady. Yeah. And, you know.
Right, right.
There was one night that ended in shirtless Bert and multiple security members, and they kicked Bert off of a roulette table.
Yeah.
So they were winning a bunch of money, and they sent like a cooler in. And the guy accused Bert of loading the dice, and it was a lot of drama.
Bert went to roll, the guy grabbed his hand in the mid roll. Oh, it was ridiculous.
That's out of a movie.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Luckily, Ralphie's shirt stayed on. That's the good news there.
Bert did give them the I'm going to let you know I'm on TV, and this is about to get bad for you guys.
He said, Google me.
Yeah. He goes, and once they Googled him, that's when they started crapping.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Mark Norman is going to be at Sidesplitters. You can get tickets there at 960-1197 or sidesplittercomedy.com. Are you with anybody? You bring anybody with you?
No, I use a lot of nice local chat.
Well, that's good. Who is it? Do you know who it is? Cam Bertrand. Okay. I don't know the other guy, but Cam Bertrand's good. He just played a gig for us not too long ago.
Great. Can't
good.
Wait.
All right, good. But, dude, I'm very glad to finally get you. You were not mean like Robert Kelly said you were mean.
No, I called him fat once, you know, a lot.
Who hasn't?
By the way, if you look up on Bone TV, it even says Mark Norman, young, good-looking, not mean.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks. I like that. Gonorrhea in there.
We should find a way, Joe, to put their Bumble accounts up there so we could look see.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're on the show. Like, can you check and see since you've been on the show?
As I said, I'm off now. I had to get rid of them all.
Why?
It was consuming my life. I was just...
Too much sex?
Too much sex, but too much flirting and Googling and it was too much small talk.
Wait, it's work.
There has been a time in your life where you were like, too much sex. I have to get off all of these accounts.
It wasn't the too much sex. It's the too much legwork.
Leading up to it. Yeah. That's where you put the no games. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Let's not play around. You want to bang? Swipe on this Bumble. Let's go.
Maybe I'll get back on. Let me just say this to the ladies out there. If you're bumbling, they have to approach you on Bumble.
Right.
So they have to make the first move. So welcome to our world, whores.
Yeah. He's right.
But they all say the same thing as the intro line, and I'm tired of it.
What is it?
They all go.
I know what it is.
What? Do you know what it is?
I'm going to write it down.
Write it down.
I am absolutely obsessed with this world.
Yeah, it's
of
wild.
Dating apps that I don't know anything about.
As Kevin Brennan says, you have Tinder to get you whores, and then you have Uber to bring you to the whores. You know? So much. It's
Kevin Brennan will be the one likely to kill both an Uber driver and a whore. We're going to read about that one.
I have mine written down. Go ahead.
All right, I hope this is it. But every time they go, so, how's your Thursday going?
Oh,
that's
really?
It. Every time. How's your Thursday? How's your day going?
Wow. I thought it was going to be not looking for one night stand, which I would imagine is just like,
I'm Bumble.
No, but, I'm not on it. I'm married.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know Bumble until you just mentioned it. I didn't know
really?
That was a thing. Yeah.
That's the best one.
It sounded like a joke one. Like, I didn't know it was real. I thought Tinder was where it was at.
No, yeah, Tinder's old. That's like the MySpace.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Really? Now there's Raya. You know about Raya?
No, I didn't even know about Bumble.
Raya's paid. That's where all the celebrities go to get laid.
Oh, I heard there was one. I didn't know what it was called.
It'd be approved thing on Raya.
Oh, I can get on Raya then.
So you can see, like,
my wife will never get on Raya.
On it. It's crazy.
Is he really?
Yeah, all these Schumer
Shut
was on
up.
It. Yeah, I swear to God. Unbelievable. Celebrities are like, oh, I know her from that commercial. That's a chick from the soap opera. That's a chick from that movie.
What's that cost?
It's $10 a month.
Oh,
not bad, not bad. But they just got to keep the riffraff. They don't want any neck tattoos in people. You know?
But, I would imagine it would be like $1,000 a month. Like, that's really get some celebrities in there.
That's true. I don't know why it's only 10.
So, wait a second. So, I can get on this. Oh, I have to be approved.
You have to be approved.
Would
that's
I be approved?
You're verified. Yeah, you're verified on Twitter.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Okay.
You just have to not be a rapist or, you know.
Oh, damn it.
Guatemalan.
good on both of those.
Yeah.
As far as you know.
That's true.
So, so I get on, and then I look and I see Amy Schumer, and I go, well, hello, Ms. Schumer.
Yeah.
How's your Thursday going?
There you go. That's the move.
What is the appropriate intro for a girl to make you know that she's means business?
I would just say, like, hey, I think you're fun. Let's hang.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Keep it light. How's the Thursday guy? It's so silly.
Somebody that you know that typed 50 different things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say, how's your Thursday going?
Right. That's what you say to your aunt in the hallway. Hey, aunt, how's your Thursday?
What about Snapchat?
I'm sleeping with my aunt. Snapchat, I'm too old and stupid. I can't figure it out.
See, Snapchat has been my Bumble and Tinder.
Really?
Well, I can't hook up with anybody, but girls will be like, here's a picture of my privates.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, for 7 seconds, I will enjoy that.
That
and then it goes away.
But the whole Snapchat stories and the little horns and, you know, whatever the hell else.
The faces and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that I can't.
I'm not
can't
as much of a snapper as I am a lurker. I look at other. Although, can I tell you, I'm so glad we.
That's a great app, Lurker.
Yeah. I had the most uncomfortable moment yesterday in the mall. I was walking with my son, and I saw a girl that I think I've met before from the show. She's married, and she's cute and all that. But I know her mostly from social media, from Snapchat. I've seen a lot of, because sometimes at night I can't sleep. I just look at all the pictures of everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were walking towards each other, and I got excited to see her, and I recognized this Snapchat girl. And I wasn't like in a, I'm there with my kid, you know, and I was like, hey, Snapchat. And she was like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey. So she was cool about it.
She was very cool, but she wasn't nearly as excited as I was.
Right.
And then I walked away, and I was like, I am an absolute creep.
But it just sounds creepy to go up to a girl and be like, I know you're from the computer.
Yeah. But I wasn't like, hey, with a hug. Right, you know, right. Fist bump. I was like, hey, Snapchat buddy.
That's appropriate.
It was appropriate, but I expected her to be a lot more, like, not because, not like, oh, my God. Yeah. She was like, oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. But she was like, oh, yeah. I don't know. Oh, boy. Maybe you didn't know you were snapping pictures to me.
Maybe your son threw her off. You know, maybe if you weren't with your son, maybe she would have been like, what's up?
I always snap pictures of me and my kids. Everybody knows I'm married. I got nothing.
Yeah, but it's because it's such a small frame that Snapchat uses. Like, normally it's just selfies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, outwards of what you're seeing. It's kind of hard to recognize people like that. You know what I mean?
Or maybe she just didn't realize and you could have been like, hey, you're on my phone. I see you.
No, there's a little bit of that, I think.
Yeah. Do you ever follow these Instagram butt models?
Yes.
Oh,
Summer Rae is my jam.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And I know I don't need to like it, but I still do.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll be one of the 10,000 dudes that like it,
But my problem with that is, and I do, I'm a liker. What annoys me is when I see a really hot chick, even if she's local, and I'm like, I'm going to like that picture. And then I go to look, and it says right there, this was liked by Pete Lario. She's my best friend. I'm like, why are you already there? Why did you already like it? And I'm like, now I'm not liking you.
Yeah,
I'm
sloppy
like,
seconds.
Pete ruined it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pete get her before me.
Is digital dong was in there.
It's been very good to be able to sit in bed before I go to sleep and just look at people's asses for a long time.
What does that do to the psyche? Because, you know, in the 40s, you couldn't do that.
It
must be changing our brains over time.
Horned
with all
up porn.
And
just full of testosterone all the time.
So, like, religious folks will say that you shouldn't watch porn and you shouldn't masturbate because that desensitizes the sexual act. And then when you see your wife, you're, like, not as attracted to her because... And I think just the opposite. After I watch those ass models, I'm like, let's do this.
Right?
Yeah. I'm fired up.
I think it goes along with the theory of you crave what you eat. So if you're consuming that, then that's what you crave. You know what I mean? So if you're eating healthy, you'll crave healthy. You'll be like, oh, I want some celery. I want some spinach.
That's
whatever.
Never happened to me.
But if you're eating pizza and stuff with sugar, then you crave that. So
really?
You're craving butt models.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sounds like a weird monster. Craving butt models.
Butt models, I found out I like girls with tattoos.
I love tattoos.
Oh, and I don't mean, I mean like aggressive full arm chest tattoos.
Aggressive
There's
tattoos.
A girl.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, I like a nice swastika.
Hey, it shows you she's got convictions. There was a girl that that was pregnant. She got pregnant while I was, like, she was an ass model that I liked. Then she got pregnant. I did not like her. And even though she had a big devil, like, not a pentagram, but like a big devil's goat head on her belly. And as she got pregnant, it was coming at me every time I looked at her pictures. Still love her.
Really?
Still love her.
Praise Satan.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I know you got a little devil baby in there, and I don't care. I still love you.
Damien, yeah.
You want to say hi to the craziest woman you'll ever talk to in your life?
Sure.
She's a big fan. She's
literally
a big fan.
Calling from the Nut House.
Oh, really?
Magnifico, say hi to Mark Norman.
Hi. How are you, Mike?
Mark.
Mark.
His name is Mark. Now, I'm Mike. He's Mark.
Mike. Okay, Mark. You're Mike and he's Mark.
Right,
okay.
Say hi to Mark.
Thank you. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mags.
You the comedy guy?
Yeah, you on the Bumble?
You the comedy guy you were just talking about?
Yep.
That's me.
Yeah. Well, I used to work for John at Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I used to register people to come in and see the shows or go somewhere else.
Who's your favorite comedian of all time, Magnifico?
They used to go to...
Lenny Clark?
Like
I bet you banged Lenny Clark back in the day.
Yeah, did you bang Leary?
The Benny Hill guy.
The Benny Hill guy?
The little bald one that got slapped on the head, or which one?
Benny Hill.
Oh, Benny.
He's
oh.
a good comedian.
Yeah, he is a good comedian. I don't think he ever said a word.
There's quite a few out there. I don't know all their names.
Get off.
Yeah. Tell her that this is your phone time and you'll talk as long as you want.
No, get off.
No, tell her I'm on the phone and nothing you can do about it.
I had a birthday and my brother James.
Aww. Nurse Ratched pulled the plug.
By the way, the most coherent she's ever been.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fact that she answered questions is amazing.
Because they loaded her up with drugs yesterday after she called, and they took the phone away from her then.
By the way, I want to point out, black ladies don't care.
No.
That was my new thing I discovered yesterday, being in the mall. Black ladies don't care.
No.
They will wear the shortest, tightest thing. I saw so much ass meat yesterday in my mall. And I love you for it, black ladies. You like black girls?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't, right?
I'm intimidated in bed, but I've done it.
Why?
Well, they're backing that thing up, and they're breaking stuff off.
You're the whitest guy.
I was banging a black chick once, and she kept yelling. I was banging her from behind. She kept going, "Get it, Mark! Get it!"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Ah!"
That's too much. Don't yell at me.
I thought it was getting it. I don't know.
I felt like I was at CVS getting yelled at by a cashier.
What is the go to race of chick? Like, if you had to pick one, like,
I like a nice Jew broad.
Yeah, I married one.
Oh,
yeah,
good
yeah.
for you. Yeah, well done. Yeah, they're just, I like the dark hair, the dark eyes, the dark skin, the big cans. They seemed like...
Bitchy attitude.
Yes, they have less sexual guilt.
Yeah.
You know, these Irish Catholic girls, I can't, what are we?
I find these days the Irish Catholic girls to be the sluttiest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, me and my eight brothers, they're all in jail, so whatever.
Right.
Oh, this is fun, man. You're making me really miss missing. I don't miss being single. I do a little, but I miss... out on all the apps, because when I was I'm 45, and when I was single, all we had were AOL chat rooms.
And that
was really a shot in the dark. You never knew who was showing up.
He was usually talking to me.
Yeah, those were fun, but they were so new and exciting that I could get off in like 10 seconds on those.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, I'm an 8-year-old boy.
That's
like,
right.
Oh.
You didn't know. You're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
And you hear a knock at the door, and you're like, uh-oh. Here's that camera crew.
We used to have when I lived in that apartment when the lady died, we lived on the fourth floor. So we'd invite them over. They'd send a picture, but you never know. That little digitized picture might have been the best picture they ever took in their life.
Right.
Then they'd send them, and then we'd be able to look at the balcony, and we'd be able to see before we had to buzz them upstairs.
Nice.
So if they didn't answer, we'd be like, I don't know, the buzzer didn't ring.
Smart.
And a couple of times, you're like, just buzz. They made the trip here. Just buzz.
They made the trip.
Always awkward when the profile picture is like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
That's the thing. Now, you either have to worry that they're disgusting or that they're so hot they don't want you to be taken by their beauty, so they're going to be like, well, if you like SpongeBob.
Rarely is that the occasion.
Exactly, yeah.
Or she just looks exactly like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Possible. I've done worse.
Have you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, college was crazy. I'm from New Orleans. I've been in so many blackouts that I think I've banged Spanish. I'm not a picky guy. I have low self-esteem, so I don't care. And plus, I feel like the Uggos really give.
Yeah.
You know, they're generous.
Yeah. You got to get borderline. Not so ugly. Like I saw some girls in the mall from a sorority. I wish I could remember. I would totally call you bitches out. You were in the bath bomb. You know what a bath bomb is? You think you throw in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Kids love that. We're in the bath bomb store, and two girls came in from a sorority. They were wearing matching tank tops.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just about 26 pounds overweight. They were both hot, and they had sexy girl hair.
Yeah.
But they were just a little too fat. Not like Lady Gaga Super Bowl fat. They had, like, chunky arms. They were way worse.
Yeah.
And why was I telling you this? I was insulting them for a reason.
You like low self-esteem girls.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying is they were still very pretty, but they were just like, I don't know, I don't want to take my clothes off, I don't want to take my shirt off. That's what you want to get.
Yes.
That's when, because she's still hot, but you have all the mentally, you're
need to turn the lights off.
Yeah.
She's attainable.
Yeah. You're absolutely running the game there.
Yes.
Would you bang Carmen?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not?
Is that
Thank
the tattooed
you.
Butthole?
Yes. How do you know about that?
Oh, I saw it on Snapchat.
Oh, wow.
No.
No, I'm joking. I've just heard. You know, it's quite a lore about that balloon knot of yours.
Oh, man, if she was a little drunker, she'd show it to you.
I would have brought some.
I'm not saying it matters your level of comic about whether or not you get to see it, but you did show it to the Hanging with Mr. Krupa guy.
Mark Curry.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's why the show's off the air.
We were also really hammered that morning.
Yeah.
Yes. How?
So
it's 8 a.m.
We had a drunk. We do every once in a while. We do Carmen's Drunky Drunk Girl Party. We're just her and a bunch of hot chicks just drink.
She has her own sorority.
Yeah.
And, nice.
And they get drunk in here, and that was actually a Christmas party, and it just got way out of hand.
Well, you know, you got the greats, Howard Stern, Don Imus, Drunk Carmen.
I'm more offended you put Imus in there.
I can't think of another one.
That's fine. Go see Mark Norman at Sidesplitters. I promise you'll definitely dig him, and listen to the podcast. What's the best way to find it?
It's on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can go on my website, marknormancomedy.com. It's called Tuesdays with Stories.
Yes, and it's very funny. It's him and Joe List, who's been on the show a bunch of times, and you can listen to them tell stories. It's not one of the comedian podcasts that sucks.
I think Joe's coming back down here soon.
I think he is, yeah.
You guys tour together?
No, we're too similar, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, we sound the same. We're
you should
the
do
same
that.
Stuff.
You should throw in another guy who's kind of like you and do that plain old white guy tour.
Yeah, skinny white guys.
Yeah, like the kings of comedy.
Right.
Only the white... Nerdy version. Not nerdy. I don't know why I said nerdy. Joe. I was thinking of Joe.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad. Straight white males aren't very popular right now.
Mm. So, would you say your Joe is your best friend?
Yeah, definitely best comedy friend for sure.
A comedy friend. You had a...
I don't have any other friends, though.
No?
So
no.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
You're a bad best friend.
I guess so.
Joe, because why would you let him have a girlfriend?
Oh, he's got a fiance.
Oh, why would you let that happen?
Yeah, they're deeply loved. She's a comedian, too.
Oh,
so
I
she's
know.
Cool.
We know the whole...
Yeah.
We know the whole thing.
He's getting married in August. I'm going to the wedding. I don't know. What can you do?
You going to a wedding? You should be the best man.
Well, he's a smart guy. He made his childhood friend the best man, so all the comedians wouldn't hate each other.
Nice.
I don't know.
Pretty smart.
I know.
We're very petty.
We're very petty. We were just talking about yesterday or the day before that if I were to get married again... Who would be in my wedding party now?
There you go.
And it almost led to fist fights, so we stopped talking about it.
There you go. That's what
Next
I'm saying.
Next thing you know, I had 30 people in my wedding party.
Yeah. Nobody in this room, though.
Not even
point that out.
Yeah. Not even Butthole Inc.
Now, is that incorporated? Or?
I thought you would officiate. Just slap the cheeks.
Oh, Carmen, that legend lives on. You should add to it.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah.
It's perfect the way it is. It's simple.
But people aren't going to forget about it if we don't update it every couple of years.
Well, I'll go get it filled in or something.
You know what you should do is you should go to the doctor and be like, look, I want to bleach my butthole. And they're like, really? Let's see it. Ho!
That's happened. She's going to the doctor. The doctor's like, whoa.
If I don't warn them first.
Because at first you see the color and you're like, oh, my God, she's dying. Something's going to pop. Carmen, is most girls on radio shows, you may not like them, but Carmen is a trooper. Not only is she great on the show, but she has... gotten other hot girls to get the same tattoo.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Late night, I'll be sleeping on a Saturday night, and I'll start getting ding, ding, ding texts. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I'm with this girl, and she's getting the same tattoo.
Wow.
And sending videos, and yeah.
You're good a trendsetter.
Stuff. Yeah. I got to actually do a little bit of it, so.
What?
Yeah, I'm the originator. What's up?
We should do one here in the studio.
Yeah.
Carmen got it done in the studio. We should do another
what?
One.
Yeah, I got it done live.
Oh,
I was hammered that day, too.
Good.
A lot of good things happen when I'm drunk.
Are the parents, your parents listening?
Yeah, they do.
Well, her father didn't talk to her for like a couple of years because we called him on Father's Day and told him that she bangs black guys.
Oh.
And he was really mad at that and he didn't talk to her for a couple of years. But now you're good, right?
Yeah. We're solid now.
Now she's banging a white redneck. So.
Right. Yeah.
The universe is in order.
That's right. It's the way Dad wanted it.
It's Trump's America.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Dude, great to meet you. Thank you for
you
coming
too.
In.